We've heard many times about an organ donor giving usually a kidney to a family member. Often it's a father's gift to a child. Scott Z. Burns' story is a little different. Burns writes in the May issue of GQ magazine about his gift of a kidney to his father. Mr. Burns, how did you make the decision to part with a kidney and to give it to your father?
I think it's one of those things where when someone in your family is ill, your initial reaction is, you know, you would do anything to help a family member. You know, when my father first told me that it seemed like a transplant was going to be the best solution to his problem, I don't really remember hesitating.
Remind us of your age and your father's age at the time of the transplant.
I'm 39. My father is 68.
And without a new kidney, your father, I guess, was really looking at the end.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that they described his illness as being was end-stage renal failure, and I don't think he liked the end-stage part of that diagnosis. He was looking at dialysis, and his prognosis on dialysis wasn't especially favorable.
How extensive were the informed consent conversations that you had with people at the hospital?
They were extensive and repetitive. Every doctor, every specialist, social worker would conclude every interview by saying, well, if you feel pressured, if you don't feel that this is something you really want to do, if you're whatever reason, we're happy to go out and tell your family that we've discovered some condition and we'll give you a graceful out. And I never felt pressured. I think what I felt was scared, because it's frightening to go in and lay down and have someone reach into your body and take out an organ.
But they were saying, we'll make up a white lie for you. We'll make up a cover story if that's what you really need at this moment, if you want to get
yes.
out of it.
Yes. I never really got into what the cover story would be, but I'm assuming that they can come up with some kind of reason, medical, some sort of invention that makes it not okay for you to be doing this.
I like the moment when the surgeon told you the precise size of the incision that he would make in your body.
Yeah, I think you liked that moment more than I did. I did spend most of my time during the first meeting with that surgeon just staring at his hand, wishing it would somehow shrink.
He could have used a smaller-handed surgeon at that moment.
Exactly.
I understood from something that you wrote that you yourself do not have children of your own?
No, I don't.
But friends of yours who do have children, some of them couldn't quite understand this relationship with your father. Is that it?
Yeah, I think that, you know, and my father really struggled with the notion of this in even its biblical proportions. I remember at one point he had some sort of Abraham and Isaac type dream. And I think it was really hard for him to think about putting your child in harm's way. I think that's something that a parent never wants to do. I think if you go and you look at the research and the success that they have with this procedure, it isn't that risky, you know, situation. I was really in the hospital for 2 days. The length of the hospital stay doesn't seem to correlate with the drama of, you know, surgery, but it really wasn't that big a deal. I know that sounds like a weird thing to say, but it just wasn't.
Is life any different without one kidney? I mean, do you feel it all different? Is there any discomfort?
Not really. I think the thing that's, you know, aspirin, I think, has an adverse effect on kidneys. So Tylenol's a better thing for me to be taking than aspirin. But in terms of, you know, you can still drink and do all of the other things that you might want to do, it really hasn't changed my life. One of the doctors at one point said, you're doing this and we're allowing you to do this because you're very healthy. So for us to now tell you to change your lifestyle doesn't seem to make sense. If you were someone who had to change your lifestyle, then you probably wouldn't be in a position to do this.
How's your father doing?
He's doing really well. The thing that you learn is that this really isn't a cure, that it's a form of treatment. You know, I think we're very impressed with ourselves that we can do transplantation at this point, but it really is just a form of treatment, and then you get involved in a regimen of anti-rejection drugs that you're going to take for the rest of your life, and those make you feel all sorts of different ways. And my father's a little grumpier than I remember him being, but maybe that was going to happen anyway.
Well, Scott Burns, thank you very much for talking with us about all this.
Sure, thank you.
Scott Z. Burns, writes about the kidney that he gave to his father in the May issue of GQ magazine. He spoke to us from Minneapolis.